But if he's out in the garden or the countryside, he'll probably want to know what the weather is going to do. And that's where David Clayton comes in. David has been chatting to the TV weather presenter Carol Kirkwood, who brings a smile to even the greyest forecast. Welcome, David.
BBC weather presenter Carol Kirkwood holds dear a special memory from our part of the world. She was invited to talk to the Sandringham WI with the Queen as the guest of honour. "I'll never forget it, they made such a fuss of me," Carol recalls. "It was just after Christmas in 2012. The Queen has a good sense of humour and puts everyone at ease. I was introduced and shook her hand." Then Carol revealed another interesting royal connection. When the Queen is staying at Balmoral, she's woken each morning by the Royal Piper. "He watches me do the weather on the TV, then decides what to play appropriate to the day's forecast," she tells me. Carol is a familiar and friendly face on our TV screens, having been explaining the weather to us for something like 25 years. She was born in the hamlet of Morar in Inverness-shire, and her education started in the small village school, with just 7 other pupils in her class. Following her school days, Carol went on to secretarial studies, influenced somewhat by her parents, who concluded, whatever happened, she'd always get a job. She did, eventually joining the secretarial reserve at the BBC. That led to being a production assistant on Newsnight and Breakfast Time, where she worked with Frank Boff and Selina Scott. "I used to give Frank his early morning alarm phone call at 3 a.m. One day, son answered after just tiptoeing into the house from a very late night out. He grabbed the phone quickly, worried his father would find him out. I left it for a few discreet minutes and called again," she laughs. It was a friend working in TV training who needed a presenter so the trainees could practice making television. She'd always wanted to work in front of the camera, and this was a perfect first step. It led to some work on a cable TV channel, by which time Carol had found herself an agent who landed her an audition with the UK branch of The Weather Channel, a much-watched TV station in America. She went out to Atlanta to be trained in meteorology and broadcasting. "I gave it my best shot," she says. Well, Carol must have done, because by the end of the 90s, she was one of the BBC's team of regular weather presenters and popped up on various channels: BBC World, BBC News, BBC One, BBC Two, and radios 1, 2, 3, and 4. For the last 20 years or so, Carol has been part of BBC One's breakfast programme and has endeared herself to the large audience with her cheery forecasts. She's very much part of the team, to the extent that she, Sally Nugent and Steph McGovern have holidayed together on several occasions. Sally has now replaced Louise Minchin as the regular presenter, next to Dan Walker, and Steph now has her own lunchtime show on Channel 4. "Those trips must have been hilarious," I suggest. "They were," Carol laughs out loud, especially when I tell her I wished I'd been a fly on the wall. Carol did Strictly Come Dancing in 2015, partnered by Pasha Kovalev, getting as far as week 7. I wondered whether she wanted to do more than her regular weather presenting. "I just love what I'm doing," she replies. "I'm about to turn 60 and very content with my lot." Part of that contentment is her unusual working day, starting at 2:45 a.m. 4 days a week, because it's given her some space and time to launch a writing career. "I was first approached by an agent and then commissioned by publishers HarperCollins. I told them if I did write a book, it would have to be the sort of thing I like reading, something escapist in a glamorous location with a romantic twist. I came up with the skeleton of the story." Well, they must have liked it, because Carol's first novel, Under a Greek Moon, came out in July last year. "I would have been delighted had it just got in the top 100 bestsellers," she confesses. "When the publishers rang to say it was straight in at number 2, it made me cry. I was thrilled." So where did the love of writing come from? "My mother reminded me that at secondary school, I'd often write not one, but 6 essays for my teacher, Mr. Cox, who really encouraged me. So it was always there." Carol has repeatedly won awards for a TV weather presenting over several years. "I always have in my mind who's likely to be watching and what do they want to know." She makes it look easy while the rest of us are rubbing the sleep from our eyes. When you see us, we've been up for a long while already. Do you ever get used to the weird hours? I ask her. I have two alarms, she says. I'd never wake up otherwise. On her days off, she manages to sleep until 4:30 a.m. Carol has completed her second novel for HarperCollins, so look out for more escapism in a glamorous location, as the title suggests. The Hotel on the Riviera is out in July. You can already order it online, says Carol enthusiastically. I sense it won't be long before she's on the first chapters of novel number 3.
And there's another person who can multitask, writing novels as well as the day job. Wonderful.